Hello and welcome to Back Chat, your podcast all about scoliosis, yoga and back care. My name is Christine Jaregi-Berry. I'm a yoga teacher, creator of the Yoga Berry Yoga for Scoliosis community and YouTube channel, and this show is all about supporting you on your scoliosis journey. So if you're looking for practical advice and inspiration on how to manage the condition with yoga and movement, then you're in the right place. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Back Chat. Welcome to Move with Scoliosis, which is your place for everything yoga and Pilates for scoliosis. And I hope you've got your cup of tea, or maybe you're going for a walk, whatever you're doing. We're just going to have a nice chat today. I've had so many questions via Facebook, in my inbox as well, by Instagram, and I love these questions, obviously, so make sure you keep them going. I know that there is a lot to go through, and obviously I can't answer all of them all the time, but I will do my very best, and I'm going to start with the ones that I found on Facebook recently, and that I thought I always pick out a few where I think they're going to be relevant for a lot of people, obviously. So these ones were from Leah, and she says she's got so many questions, and I feel you, Leah, and especially if you've just been diagnosed or maybe scoliosis has just kind of become a subject in your life, you might have a million questions. So this is very, very normal, and we just have to kind of go through this process and gather all the information. That's the most important bit. So she is saying, why does it seem that not many doctors or specialists, at least here in California, don't know much about treating or healing scoliosis? They're just used to going straight for the meds, but rarely anything else. Some doctors even tell patients your scoliosis shouldn't be causing you any pain. So there are definitely a few things here, Leah. First of all, there aren't that many specialists in scoliosis, to be honest. That's number one. In a normal medical degree, and I am not a doctor, I'm not a medical professional, so I can't tell you, but I have a feeling that scoliosis is not heavily featured, because if you go to a general practitioner, for sure, there isn't a lot of knowledge about scoliosis, for sure. Now, if you are going to somebody who's a little bit more specialist, maybe, then make sure, obviously, you ask the right questions, because then you will know very, very quickly if they actually know about scoliosis. So ask as many questions as possible. If somebody is telling you your scoliosis shouldn't cause you any pain, they probably don't have any firsthand experience with scoliosis, and they might not have many patients with scoliosis either. So this answer just kind of tells me there is a little bit of a lack of understanding. And I do get, maybe from a medical point of view and research point of view, where they're coming from, if they are saying scoliosis shouldn't cause you any pain. What I'm suspecting is what they want to say is that your spine is curved in a particular way that is not to the normal standard, whatever that means, doesn't mean that you will have pain. And they are correct in saying that. So not everybody who's got scoliosis also has pain. So this part is true. However, that the scoliosis cannot cause you any pain, that is completely untrue. So we know this, and there has been research about this. We also know that pain is a very much a complex subject, and it's not just physical things that might be going on, but there is other things obviously going on. And simply the fact that you know that you've got scoliosis and the fear of it becoming worse can contribute to your pain. It doesn't mean it's the cause of your pain, but it could certainly make it worse. So why does it seem? I think it's a lack of education, understanding, maybe. And remember, all these doctors and medical professionals, there's a huge variety of conditions, obviously, that they have to know about. But scoliosis seems to be one of them that is under-researched. And I think this is also because it's not very straightforward. There are not very straightforward answers. Nobody knows exactly what the cause of scoliosis is. And there are just too many variables here. And this makes it very, very difficult for a health professional to give you a straightforward answer in a way, in which case they probably prefer to say nothing and just go for the meds straight away. So this is my feeling on this, and this is what I suspect. Is there a specific doctor or specialist that one can go to for any help besides physical therapy and yoga? So I'm not quite sure what exactly you mean. There are certainly scoliosis specialists all over the world. You just have to go look for them. You have to find them. Certainly in our community here, in our Facebook community, for example, just kind of have a look and maybe look around for some recommendations for wherever you are in the country or in all over the world. They are out there. They are just a little bit harder to find because it's a very specialist subject. But in this back chat live, if you have a look at some of the old episodes, we have loads of professionals that we work with that are super knowledgeable in scoliosis. So this might be a good starting point. So have a look at some of the archived episodes and maybe some of the subjects that you're interested in. And I'm sure that this will kind of start to leave you or start you on a journey, maybe to look further into this specific subject, and you will find specialists in that area for sure. Good. So then she's asking about S-curve scoliosis. I will get to this. First of all, I do want to say hello to everyone who is here live. Feel free to join me in the chat. This is the whole purpose of this live stream, is that you get the opportunity to ask your questions live here and you will get my answer straight away. So this is what is so fun about it, what makes it much more interesting, hopefully, for you as well, if you can get your answer straight away. And obviously I can ask you for clarification. So Leah is also asking, what are your thoughts on CBD for pain and inflammation? And other than yoga, what other things have worked for you for pain? So again, pain is a huge subject and something that I'm certainly personally very interested in. And you will find a few resources here on the back chat. I've actually made a whole playlist about this topic as well, how to address pain. It is more yoga related. What I haven't talked so much about is obviously what other things they can do. So this is giving me an idea for some new YouTube videos. So thank you for that, Leah. What do I personally do? For me, it obviously depends on what it is exactly. Movement is most of the time can be the answer, really. And just gentle movement is very often the thing that my body at least needs. Sometimes it's heat. Sometimes it's cold. It depends on what it is. So for inflammation, we tend to go for cold. If it's something muscular related, achiness, then we tend to go for heat. These are just a couple of things you can do. I've got a little a massage gun, for example, that I can use. Sometimes I get some tension around my neck and shoulders, so I would use it for that. But it really depends on the type of pain and what exactly you are experiencing, obviously. So obviously, one other thing I want to say about this as well is this is why yoga is beautiful and helpful for pain, is because it does address a couple of different things. So first of all, there is a whole kind of research scientific basis around the fact that movement helps with pain, that that alone is enough. So yoga is great for that side, obviously. We also know that isometric exercises, so exercises that you where you hold the position and engage your muscles, are helpful for pain. So you think your plank pose, for example, your side plank. Again, yoga is great for that. But there's a whole other section of yoga, which is the whole mindfulness and the relaxation part of it, which are just super, super valuable if you are suffering from chronic pain. I'm talking about chronic pain here, which is pain that is coming back all the time, where we don't really know where it's coming from, where you maybe have been to your doctors and they said, no idea where this pain is coming from. Maybe they don't quite say it like this, but basically just get on with your life. So this is the type of pain where you want to kind of dig a little bit deeper. And that's the type of pain where the first thing is maybe to have a look at your stress levels in your life. And stress levels is sometimes it's, you know, it's obviously a word that is used very much, and it might be personal to everyone and what exactly that means and how much stress we can take. But remember, stress doesn't always have to be negative. So maybe you're saying, well, I don't have any stress. I don't think there is anyone actually who says this, they don't have stress. But maybe you're saying, oh, I'm fine. I get on with my things. Well, sometimes we don't realize, and sometimes stress can be positive things as well in our life. So it could be that you've got a really exciting new job, or maybe you've just had a grandchild or anything like that. It doesn't have to be negative, but these are all things that can contribute to your stress levels. And when we get into that stress response, our nervous system is kind of fighting for our survival. And this is really important to understand, because it means that we are much more sensitive to the experience of pain, and we will experience more pain in our bodies. So again, this is why being aware of this and how you are feeling, not just physically, but also emotionally and mentally, which is what we practice in yoga, is very, very important and really valuable. Relaxation, practicing relaxation. And I know it's not the most attractive thing about yoga. It's not the easiest thing either, but it's probably one of the most important things. And I always say this to my people in the membership: if you just have time for one pose, yoga pose, then let it be Shavasana. Let it be a relaxation pose. Good. So now Leah is also asking, when will you post more videos for S-curve yoga? Maybe one for each day of the week, so we can do yoga with you every day. If you want to do yoga with me every day, then make sure that you join us in the Shine membership, because that's what it's for, really. You've got a whole library of different lengths of videos that you can do for whatever might be troubling you, if you've got neck and shoulder problems, if you've got sciatica, if you've got something going on with your hips, there is a video for that. So in the membership, you've got short videos, you've got 10-minute videos, you've got long videos. So you've got everything there. And obviously, we do practice every week together as well. So there is a live practice as well. Now, on the subject of S-curve scoliosis, and again, I'm just going to say hello to everyone here live. Please feel free. I can't see you, obviously, but I acknowledge you. I know that you're here. And if you're not driving, if you're not doing anything where you have to use your hands, then feel free to ask any questions. This is an open Q&A today. So I want to make sure that you get the most out of it. And even if you're just saying hello, that's fine as well. Good. So I did have a question that came in via Instagram, which I thought that a lot of people might be interested in. So I was sent an x-ray of a very kind of typical S-curve scoliosis. So it's going to one side at the top. I can't quite see. No, we do know. It's a right thoracic and left lumbar curve. I did see enough of that picture. It's a relatively mild to moderate scoliosis, I would say. We don't have an x-ray report of this, but we know, or I know, that it belongs to a 13-year-old girl. And the question was, she's already doing yoga. First of all, are all yoga movements good for scoliosis? And I thought that was a great question. Are all yoga movements good for scoliosis? So I would say to that, this is a parent obviously asking for their child. This is not about scoliosis, or let's see, we have to separate this a little bit, because yoga is for the person. It's not for scoliosis, right? You're practicing yoga for your daughter is practicing yoga. It's about her, and she is not scoliosis. She has scoliosis, or her spine is curved, so she's got the condition, but that's not her. That's not everything about her. So that is important to understand that the yoga, first of all, is for her. Second of all, we have to look at, and that's, I think, what you're asking. Are there any movements that she might want to avoid with scoliosis? And this is very different. Not everybody with scoliosis is the same, first of all. So I know, obviously, she's 13, so that makes it already very different from somebody who would ask me the same question when they're 50. So I know that, well, I don't know if she's generally fit and healthy, obviously. I don't know who she's practicing yoga with. The other thing is, yoga is quite a wide practice and subject, and the approaches can be really different. The yoga poses in general, there are definitely kind of the typical ones that always come up, obviously. So that's what I would have to go by. Are these yoga movements good for her with scoliosis or not? And again, it does, unfortunately, and I know this is not the answer you're looking for, but it does depend a little bit on what else is going on for her. She could be super flexible. She could be hypermobile. she could be super bendy, in which case I would say don't encourage the bendiness. I would say work on the strengthening, because that is what's making scoliosis worse, is when the children or anybody, usually tends to be women, are very flexible, and then the curve, you're just more likely to kind of hang into your curvature, and that's how it will get worse. So this is something just to kind of think about. What are you doing in your yoga practice? So if you give me some specific things, then I can obviously answer this question much better for you. Are all yoga movements good for scoliosis? No, they're not. Not all of them are good for scoliosis. Are you willing to suggest which yoga poses would be good for my daughter? This is what I can't do. I can't tell you which ones are good for her because I don't know your daughter, unfortunately. And again, it really depends on what she is able to do right now, how her pattern is. And I have seen her x-ray, but I don't know what exactly her patterns are. Is she kind of into her curve? Is she balancing it generally very well? In general, you want to look at some poses that encourage her to come out of this scoliosis pattern as much as possible. These are the poses that are the best, I would say, in yoga. And obviously you will find all of these in my book. So you can get my book, which is Yoga with Scoliosis, Your Guide to Confident Movement. But generally, you want to think about the poses that elongate the spine. Anything that lengthens the spine and that helps her to come out of this scoliosis pattern is going to be great for her. Anything that, again, if she is on the hypermobile side, and I am just assuming here right now because I've worked with a lot of teenagers, then I would stay away from the kind of the bendiness and a lot of those extreme end range poses. But of course, it depends. So I'm hoping that this helps. Again, I'm just going to have a look at the chat. Let me know if there is anything you want me, or maybe there is a yoga pose. Maybe there is something specific that you are maybe not quite sure about. Should you be practicing this or not? And really, I know that Aaliyah also asked about S-curve scoliosis. We do have a whole course about S-curve scoliosis. It's not very expensive. You can do it at your own time. It's going to give you all that background information that you need when you practice yoga with S-curve scoliosis. And after you've done the course, I'm hoping that you will not ask so much which are the yoga poses that I should be doing with an S-curve scoliosis, but it will be more like, how should I be doing these yoga poses with my S-curve scoliosis? Because that is really what it's all about. It's not exactly what you are practicing. Obviously, there are some poses that are better than others, but really it's about how you practice with your scoliosis. Good. Lovely. So these are my thoughts about those questions, and they are great questions. Feel free, obviously, to keep them coming. We do have some great back chats as well that are coming up. So it's not just me on my own talking, but we've got an interview with Debbie Robinson on the 5th of November, which is all about nutrition for scoliosis and bone health. So what are the best things that we can do in terms of nutrition for our bone health? And then on the 5th of December, we've got a chat all about pregnancy and scoliosis, and also that postnatal time, and what are the things that we can do there. And not just, I'm also thinking I'm not pregnant or postnatal anymore, but I have had children. So what are the things maybe that we need to consider when we've given birth and have challenged our pelvic floor? So I'm looking forward to that one as well. As always, if there is a particular topic that you are interested in, then make sure to let me know. And I always love your suggestions. I've had a few people tell me, oh, can you interview this person? And I went out, found them, and then I did interview them. So this only works with basically your participation. And if you let me know who you want me to chat with, then I will invite those people and then we can have a conversation, because this is all about having those conversations. And again, Leah was saying there's so many people that, or there's not enough people that know about scoliosis. Well, we can change this if we start to talk about this a little bit more, and if we start to challenge maybe some of those health professionals and say, well, actually, I know somebody who would maybe disagree with that or who has got more information, maybe you should talk to them, then this will make a big difference. So that's it from me today. Thank you so much, guys. As always, thank you so much for all your support. Thank you so much for all your questions. And I'm going to see you next month on the 5th of November for our nutrition chat. Thanks, guys.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, I would be super grateful if you could leave me a 5-star rating and review, which will help me to create lots more amazing content. If you have any questions or suggestions, reach out to me on Instagram at yogaberry.scoliosis or visit my website at www.yogaberry.net.